From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We're delighted that you have joined us for Let the Bible Speak. In a few minutes, we'll hear from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina, as he continues this series of studies in the 11th chapter of Hebrews. In verses 32 through 35, we find a list of various Old Testament saints who achieved remarkable victories over Israel's enemies by faith. The inspired writer refers to God's use of imperfect people to accomplish His purpose. These heroes of faith faced nearly insurmountable opposition. Yet through faith in the God of heaven, they saw glorious victories. We are told that they subdued kingdoms, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions. These were real people facing real situations. In applying this passage to God's people today, Dr. Cairns calls Christians to faith in the God who has not changed, who still empowers His servants to do exploits for Him. In a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will bring the next portion of a message called Achieving the Impossible Through Faith. First, we'd like to present for your enjoyment this brief devotional thought from Charles Haddon Spurgeon's collection called Morning by Morning.
This morning's text is found in John 17 and verse 17. Sanctify them through thy truth. Sanctification begins in regeneration. The Spirit of God infuses into man that new living principle by which he becomes a new creature in Christ Jesus. This work, which begins in the new birth, is carried on in two ways: mortification, whereby the lusts of the flesh are subdued and kept under, and vivification, by which the life which God has put within us is made to be a well of water springing up unto everlasting life. This is carried on every day in what is called perseverance, by which the Christian is preserved and continued in a gracious state, and is made to abound in good works unto the praise and glory of God. And it culminates, or comes to perfection, in glory, when the soul, being thoroughly purged, is caught up to dwell with holy beings at the right hand of the Majesty on high. But while the Spirit of God is thus the author of sanctification, yet there is a visible agency employed which must not be forgotten. Sanctify them, said Jesus, through thy truth. Thy word is truth. The passages of Scripture which prove that the instrument of our sanctification is the Word of God are very many. The Spirit of God brings to our minds the precepts and doctrines of truth, and applies them with power. These are heard in the ear, and being received in the heart, they work in us to will and to do of God's good pleasure. The truth is the sanctifier, and if we do not hear or read the truth, we shall not grow in sanctification. We only progress in sound living as we progress in sound understanding. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Do not say of any error, it is a mere matter of opinion. No man indulges an error of judgment without sooner or later tolerating an error in practice. Hold fast the truth, for by so holding the truth shall you be sanctified by the Spirit of God.
Oh,
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're glad that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. We continue to receive encouraging responses to these broadcasts, and your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. If you would be interested in learning more about the Free Presbyterian Church, you might like to receive a copy of our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, which briefly sets out the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church. That, and any other literature we offer on these broadcasts, is free for the asking. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular mail. You may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy these programs, you might like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In addition to the regular programs, the website contains video clips of Dr. Cairns answering questions regarding various issues, such as what is the gospel, how is the death of Christ relevant in the 21st century, and can you be sure you're saved? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
you're going to know the promise of God, you're going to be in the Word of God, you're going to be spending time with the Lord, and the Lord will, in His own way, open up His Word to you. He knows how to speak to you. Don't force yourself to find a promise. Let the Lord reveal Himself and His Son and His Word to you, and He'll do it. But obtain the promises, not just the statement, but the fulfillment. Obtain the promises. Then we read, they stopped the mouths of lions. Well, of course, you know of Daniel. By faith. Reading the Old Testament, you have the plain statements, of course, that the Lord closed the lions' mouths. But reading the New Testament interpretation, you're made to realize that when Daniel went into that den of lions, remember, it was a den of lions, it wasn't just a lion's den. Any fool can go into a lion's den, as long as the lion's somewhere else. But he went into a den of lions. The lions were there. And Daniel had no notion of dying in that lion's den. By faith, Daniel, according to Paul here, Daniel shut the lions' mouths. Now it was the Lord who did it, but Daniel's faith closed their mouths. That's what he's saying. The power of faith. When you hear the devil roaring like a great lion, all for faith. To shut his mouth. Not only that, they quenched the violence of fire. Of whom does that remind you? Following Daniel, do you not think of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, cast into the burning fiery furnace, heated seven times hotter, so that the very men who cast them in were burned alive? They stood there. Remember what they said. Our God is able to deliver us. But if He doesn't, we'll still not bow the knee to you. But they took their stand. Our God can deliver us. And He did. By faith, they were delivered. They quenched that fire. Do you know what the key was? Their faith. Let them see Christ standing with them in the fire. The king said, did I not cast three men into the burning fiery furnace? Behold, I see four men. I cast three men in bound. I see four men walking about loose, and the form of the fourth is like unto the Son of God. By faith they quenched the violence of fire. They escaped the edge of the sword. Happened to many. David was one. Moses in Exodus 18 and 4 made the same statement. Out of weakness they were made strong. God takes the nobodies and the nothings. They waxed valiant in fight. Literally, they were made strong in battle. I like that. In other words, they took the field. They didn't run away. Far too many of God's people on the run. I have a... Maybe I shouldn't make these confessions. If I weren't saved, there's one kind of... Now, many of you will be up in arms and you say, this is not sport. Well, you keep your views. Some of you go out and waste your time and effort and show your wickedness by thinking it's sport to take a lovely deer and put a bullet through it. I don't think there's much sport in that. Might eat the meat, mind you, but I don't think I know a lot of sport in that. But I'm not fighting with you about it. If I weren't saved, the one kind of sporting event I would be at all the time would be boxing. Realize it's not a place to go. Atmosphere would not be godly, and I have no notion of going. I heard of boxing. One of the great geniuses of the Of course, it's easy to be a genius in the corner, telling the poor sucker who's getting slugged what to do. But anyway, I heard one of these great corner men talking about a boxer. And he's talking about all this fancy footwork, and man, he looks great running away. A lot of Christians just like that. They look terribly good running away. And then he said about this, all this fancy punching as he was running away. He said, but there's one thing you can't do in boxing, and that is you can't punch while you're running away. Might look like you're doing it, but you can't do it. How true it is of God's people. In a much more important contest, Paul says, when I fight, Paul liked boxing as well. He did, because he said it. He said, when I fight, I'm not punching the air. I'm not making fancy patterns in the air. I'm not doing fancy footwork and making it look good. No, I'm going forward. I'm planting myself, and I'm battling, and I mean to hit, and hit hard. He puts it here. He says, they were made strong. They took the field in battle. God's people today seem to be on the run. God's church seems to be on the run. We're always in retreat. And the time comes when faith in Jesus Christ puts an end to retreat and says, get out there into the field of battle. Let God make you strong to fight. Strong to fight. But Lord, I'm not strong. What can I do? Let faith in Christ make you strong to fight. I can't win souls. Neither can I. But I can't even get the right words to witness. Neither can I. What are the right words to witness? Let's get rid of all this psychological garbage that tells you if you say the right words, ask the right questions, slip them in at the right time, that you'll get results. Let's get rid of all that psychological, humanistic nonsense and realize that God's salvation is a sovereign action of a sovereign God, and God can use whom He will and what He will. It doesn't go by the strength of your words, the choiceness of your phrase, the wonder of your ability. Take the field, man. Go out there and witness for Christ, looking unto Jesus, and let the power of God do the work. Take the field. Take the stand. And you'll see by faith you'll be empowered to get the victory. They turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Joshua did it, David did it, but I think particularly the case I was reading of this week, Hezekiah. Hezekiah spread the letter from the king of Assyria before the Lord. What did the Lord do? The Lord did what Hezekiah could never have done. The Lord, in answer to prayer, slaughtered 180,000 of them, took the old king back, and said he'd be killed by his own. His sons did the job, and he was gone, forgotten. Let me tell you, my friend, we can put to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life. Think of the widow of Zarephath under Elijah's ministry. You think of the Shunammite under Elisha's ministry. Women received their dead raised to life. Now, that didn't always happen, as we'll see when we come to the next part. Others were tortured, not accepting deliverance. And they were looking for a better resurrection. We'll look at that in due course. But there were the miracles of giving of life. Let me just lift that to a spiritual plane. There are women in Greenville who need to see their sons come forth by a mighty resurrection. Some of you are parents in this meeting. You're praying over little ones before they get away out into the world in its sin.
Let me tell you, be careful about the home. Give them the best education. Do all those things. But ultimately, it's only faith in Jesus Christ that's going to give you them from the dead. So many parents think, well, if I can just keep my child out of that company and out of that kind of company and out of the other kind of company, if I don't let him be exposed to this and to the other, things will be all right. Don't you believe it for a minute. Now, I'm not at all trying to weaken your resolve to keep them. Sure, you should keep them. The scripture says in Deuteronomy 22, when you build a house, and of course the houses there had a flat roof. He said, when you build a house, you build a special fence, which is going to be a safety, a parapet type of thing, that your children don't fall off. Make sure in your home that you do have all the defenses in place. But remember that faith in Christ is what will give you your children from the dead. There are far too many Christian parents who have given up the saving of their children to a bunch of Christian school teachers. I'm not at all down in the Christian school teachers, but they can't take your place. A lot of Christian parents, and they just go through the principles of do this, 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 and this, and they expect it all to be turned out right. I heard a man once, I read what he said, and he was saying about how one of his children had gone so terribly wrong. And he had done everything that he could. And then he realized, years later, God hadn't spoken to him about it at the time, at least from the letter. But what he realized years later, I let him go to a school that wasn't a Christian school, and that was the reason. I don't believe it. I don't believe that for a minute. And I'd certainly have encouraged him to put him in a good Christian school. But that was not the reason. In that entire statement, there was never one reference to the living, vital power of faith in Christ. That's what's missing. You can tell your kids what to do. You can even try to show them what to do. But at the end of the day, it is a living faith in a living Christ that's going to do the work. They received their dead raised to life.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.